I'd like to read you one of the texts that I have for this morning. It comes out of the Gospel of John, and it is the account of the resurrection. And we have to understand that the resurrection is one of those events in history that can be easily proved by multiple sources, from people that hated Christ, from governmental sources, from different individuals. We see the disciples terrified on Good Friday, hiding out probably most of Saturday. But by Sunday, they're back in the streets, back in front of the temple, proclaiming a resurrection. And then these people go on to risk their lives with that message. So I want to at least share part of that account with you. And this one comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 20. So if you have your Bibles, please open up there. John, chapter 20. I'm going to start reading at verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, who happens to be John, the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over, looked into the tomb first, and he saw strips of linen lying, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in the white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head, the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Don't keep holding on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them what he had said, these things to her. That's only a small portion from just one of the Gospels, but it summarizes the whole message of that. We continue with our next song, "Christ the Lord is Risen Today."
For people who are